G'day everyone. Welcome back to February. I'm in Berlin, as you know, and one of the reasons why I'm here is to meet people. And part of being proactive in meeting people means that I have to get out and about and meet people wherever I get the opportunity. You see, fundamentally, I don't believe that hard work, passion, and determination are enough to be successful. I don't believe in the concept of manifest destiny as the Americans like to go about their conquest of the globe. I think, and every successful person who's ever really sat down and admitted it, I think every successful person says, and they have said, you need to be lucky. You just need to meet the right person, be in the right situation, get the correct connection that leads to a whole cascade of events that ends up being what we call success. And that's luck. Blind, 4:38 on a Tuesday afternoon, luck. It blindsides you and you don't see it coming. And we've all had it. We've all been incredibly lucky. If you stop and actually think about your life, just the fact of your very existence means that you've been lucky. And to be successful in any venture, you need to be lucky. But how do you control luck? By definition, you can't. It's just going to, like I said, blindside you. So you have to get out there and participate in society and hope, because that's all you've got. Hope that you get lucky. And that's what this whole trip here to Berlin is about. It's about putting myself into a situation where I might get lucky. And I'm proactively going about finding meetups, finding groups to go to, and just talking to people, just chatting, talking to them about what I'm doing, what they're doing, seeing if, well, there are possibilities that maybe we can help each other. I'm not being overly proactive. I'm doing the hard sell thing. I'm just telling stories and listening to other people's stories, meeting amazing people. And there may not be anything specifically wonderful that they tell me, but maybe just a little gem, just an idea, just a concept that I can take with me that might be the seed that germinates into something that means that I've been lucky. But what's interesting, and you know, there are meetup situations, networking situations all around the world that people go to for that very reason. They don't like to admit it, but it's all about trying to get lucky. But doing it in a foreign country is very interesting because, for starters, I don't have the language. So when I'm mixing with a group of people, how do you connect? How do you break into a conversation? Well, in my home country, in Australia, if we're all speaking English, I just stand beside a few people and they're chatting away and maybe I can participate in the conversation because everybody's speaking English, aren't they? But that's not the case here in Berlin because probably 80% of the people are speaking German and the other 20% are speaking English. So you have to hover around a crowd of people. And last night and tonight, in both situations, I've had to mingle with the crowd looking for people who are having a conversation in English so that I can listen in. Either that or find the people who are by themselves and hope that they speak English. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But it's an entirely different dynamic of networking whereby you have to deal with the language issues as well. Yeah, there are a few cultural things too, but they're quite minor because these Europeans are pretty much the same as Australians. It's just interesting. It's just interesting to have to network like that. That's what I've been doing the last two nights. Unfortunately, last night I didn't get an audio boo out because, well, one thing led to another and I went out with Adam and we drank a few too many beers, didn't we? And we had a wonderful night that went way, way too late. But hey, that's part of the adventure of being in Berlin, isn't it? And that may not be the only night that it's going to happen. Also, the Berlin Biennale, the film festival, has just started, and I think spontaneously I might get along to a couple of the little seminars about storytelling and interviewing techniques and see if I can learn a few things for myself. Anyway, I'm just about to run out of time, so I better wrap this up. Catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.